35 years ago this week, the Beatles gathered at Abbey Road Studios in London for what would be their last recording session together. The session produced a collection of inspired songs and cobbled together fragments and a record that would mark the end of their Magical Mystery Tour.
You never give me your money.
Here with an overview of the album Abbey Road is day-to-day music contributor David Wass.
And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
That Abbey Road even got made in the first place is a bit of a miracle. Legend has it that Paul asked George Martin to rejoin them one more time, to rekindle the old Beatle flame of yore. Martin produced the earliest Beatles albums and helped them pull together their most ambitious undertaking, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
The results of the Beatles' work at Abbey Road proved once again that a difficult pregnancy can yield prodigious offspring. Whatever fellow feeling was left between these world-weary young men was invested in this glorious last hurrah. If this is the sound of things falling apart, impending chaos has a hummable melody indeed.
And I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way.
John Lennon's yin was crashing head-on into McCartney's yang, musically speaking. John still favoring the three-minute, down-and-dirty rock and roll ethos that he'd gleaned from mentors like Chuck Berry and Little Richard. According to George Martin, John didn't like messing about, as he called it, and he didn't like pretentiousness. Lennon's hard-edged Come Together was inspired by Chuck Berry's You Can't Catch Me, even quoting the line, Here Come Old Flat Top, which earned the attention of Chuck's lawyers. Timothy Leary was ticked off as well. He'd given John the title and asked him to compose a campaign song for him to use in his ill-fated run for California governor against Ronald Reagan. Leary had lifted it from the I Ching. Lennon was often guided by T.S. Eliot's famous dictum that it is better to steal than to imitate, for he then went on to crib the familiar opening riff from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, which he'd heard Yoko playing one day. It became the basis of his song, Because. Most surprisingly, Abbey Road marked the emergence of the quiet Beatle, George Harrison, as a mature songwriter after laboring in the shadows for so many moons. His rapturous ballad, Something, became the second most covered Beatle tune after Yesterday.
Something in the way she moves.
And Here Comes the Sun was famously written while George was strolling in Eric Clapton's backyard with an acoustic guitar and represented a metaphorical escape from the tumultuous business wrangling that was driving the band members apart.
It's all right.
The second side of Abbey Road is all Paul all the time, as he and George Martin brilliantly succeeded in piecing together the bits, bobs, and shards of various songs the boys never saw fit to complete. From You Never Give Me Your Money to The End, the B-side of the album is a musical and emotional travelogue that indeed takes us to the last stop in Beatlesville. Its final couplet, courtesy of McCartney, that the love you take is equal to the love you make, was meant to have a Shakespearean finality. For legions of fans, the end was indeed tragic.
And in the end...
John Lennon, with characteristic frankness and considerable understatement, called Abbey Road a competent album, nothing more than that or anything less. It is more than that. It's a last effort to be a band, to put bad feelings aside and just make some noise like they once did at the Cavern Club for beer money and fast women. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
David Was is one half of the 80s dance band Was Not Was. He comments on music and culture for Day to Day and asked us to include this credit as well. David writes the Big Shots column for Golf Magazine. This is Day to Day from NPR News.